From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump held a campaign-style rally on the east coast of Florida Saturday and continued his line of attacks against the media. In front of several thousand cheering supporters, Trump began his speech by attacking media outlets whom he said were out of control. The president also reassured the crowd that his administration is working to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare.
The people that are put into rooms where Republicans are talking about the plan, and it wouldn't matter what they say, for those people, just so you understand, our plan will be much better health care at a much lower cost, okay? Nothing to complain about.
The president then spent nearly an hour talking about many of the themes from his campaign, including building a border wall with Mexico, increasing the size of the U.S. military, bringing jobs back to the United States, and keeping the country safe. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator John McCain said that President Trump's ongoing war with the news media was reminiscent of, in his words, how dictators got started. In an interview with the NBC News show Meet the Press, the Arizona Republican said that looking at history, the first thing that dictators do is shut down the press. McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, added that he is not calling President Trump a dictator, but said Americans need to learn the lessons of history. McCain said that a free press was central to a functional democracy, even if the stories it wrote challenged those in power. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.